You're listening to SBS News.
Alleged Islamic State jihadist Neil Prakash, who was once described as the most dangerous Australian, is now the 12th dual national to lose his Australian citizenship. The Australian government says it's examining the cases of dual nationals who could lose their Australian citizenship over their alleged activities as foreign fighters. The move comes after Melbourne-born Prakash, who is currently imprisoned in Turkey on multiple charges, was told of the government's decision. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton says he'll do whatever he can to neutralise the terrorism threat.
The message here is very clear to people that would seek to do harm to Australians. We will cancel passports. We will make sure that you can't hold your Australian citizenship if you've been involved in terrorist activities or a member of a terrorist organisation. We don't want that threat present in our country. We have enough people to worry about at the moment, given the current threat level, and the reality is that this is not going away. These people are dangerous criminals. They are murderous thugs.
Prakash has featured prominently in Islamic State propaganda videos and has been linked to terrorism plots. Turkish law enforcement arrested Prakash in October 2016, trying to cross the border from Syria. Australia was seeking extradition of the 27-year-old in relation to several serious terrorism charges, but earlier this year, Turkey rejected Australia's extradition request. Mr. Dutton says Australia is better off without him.
Australia's a safer place not having Neil Prakash here. Mr. Prakash was intimately involved in the operation of ISIL in the Middle East, and it's very clear that he has no allegiance to our country. He would kill Australians given the opportunity. And it's better for all of us that he now won't return to our country.
The Australian government says Prakash is a suspected link to a number of terror plots in the country, including an attack that saw two officers stabbed outside a Melbourne police station. The FBI has also tied Prakash to a failed plot to attack the Statue of Liberty in New York. It's understood Prakash holds Fijian citizenship through his father, and counter-terrorism experts fear what that could mean for the island nation. Counter-terrorism expert Greg Barton from Deakin University says Prakash is Australia's responsibility.
It's hard to see how Australia can justify giving Fiji a problem which, you know, financially could run to millions of dollars in extra security and imprisonment costs and court costs, when Fiji has done nothing to deserve this. The connection with Fiji is incidental and accidental. Neil Prakash, for better or for worse, is a product of Australia and Australia's responsibility.
Professor Barton says stripping Prakash of Australian citizenship isn't the most useful thing to do, as it now imposes a burden on Fiji, which isn't in the financial position to deal with the issue. He says the government's announcement to cancel Prakash's Australian passport appears to be driven by domestic politics.
It removes the slender chance of Neil Prakash being extradited to face justice and face questioning for intelligence matters in Australia. It feeds into the Islamic State narrative. It probably complicates relations with communities who have less confidence and less trust in the government now, even though this law will be very seldom applied. It's hard to see anything good coming out of this, which begs the question, why do it? And the answer appears to be politics. It makes the government look like it's being tough on terrorism, when actually it's probably making things worse. It's certainly not achieving any good that can be seen.
The Turkish government says Prakash must stand trial and serve any jail time he's sentenced to before he can be extradited. Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.